conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Cardi B, Nick, she's always posting on Insta saying how thankful she is for her fans. And she said this a few days ago.
You know, I always loved this record and I slept on this record because, you know, two verses on this song, J Balvin and Bad Bunny part is in Spanish, and I figured not all my fans know Spanish. I'm grateful for my fans. Barty Gang is popping. Like, they was calling radio station, requesting it. They was promoting it. I love y'all. Y'all really be going hard for me. I gotta do something real special for y'all. Just so happy, guys. Thank you, Jesus.
She was so excited because her song went to number one on Billboard.
I could listen to her voice all day. It's the most ridiculous voice. I want her to read me bedtime stories.
I know, same. And she went on to saying how, like, she wasn't wearing any makeup and that she's pregnant and she's embracing that she's not wearing makeup. And that's so important because you shouldn't feel like you have to wear it every single day.
I suppose especially when you're about to give birth to a literal human child. Like, you shouldn't have to worry about those sorts of things. You should be able to go out in sweatpants, as they call them in the US,
yeah.
and thongs on and not give a crap.
Exactly. You can do what you want to do, Cardi.
Also, Gem, how pregnant is Cardi now? Because I saw her at Coachella in April and she was very, very, very pregnant. But she's got to be at least 13 months pregnant now, right?
I think she's going to give birth like any time in the next month or two. She's getting big.
She's about to get poppin'.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
I'm going to introduce you guys to an amazing new song from one of your favourite new artists. I just know he will be. Gem, have you heard of a guy called J Hart?
No, I haven't.
You may have heard some of the music he's written in the past. Co-wrote this one with the Little Mix Girls, Touched. What a great song this was. And you'll remember this from Zara Larsson. That was a bit of J Hart's fine work as well. But now he's putting out music as his own solo artist. He's been procrastinating for a while, actually putting out songs with his name on them, with his voice on them. Although, about a year ago, he had a really great song that he put out with Kygo. Now, I saw him perform it live at Coachella with Kygo. I know I keep mentioning my Coachella trip, whatever.
That's okay.
Conrad Sewell was up at that show. Bonnie McKee got up at that show, who wrote all the big Katy Perry hits. But easily, J Hart was the highlight. His voice, it's like six octaves large. He hits the falsettos, he hits the low notes, and he just does it with such effortlessness. Now, his first single is called Put It To Bed. He's been one of your favourite writers without you even knowing.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Have you noticed, Nick, over the last few years, artists have said that they're retiring, like Ed Sheeran. He said he wants to retire once he has kids.
I reckon the fact that he's making the amount of money he's making means he's never going to retire, because once you're on that kind of coin, you get addicted to it.
That's
true.
You
never stop.
And even the Beeb said one time in an interview that he wanted to retire, but that didn't happen because he came back. And James Arthur, he has shocked his fans, Nick. He went and tweeted after this album, I'm retiring, X.
I don't believe him.
I don't either. Like, surely you wouldn't. You've only released your second album.
Exactly. And he's like had like three singles ever. Like, I get Ed Sheeran. He's now on to what? Album 4, album 5.
And he's been touring heaps. Like, he needs a break and he wants to settle down.
He's had about 25 hits and he's older. James is like 23 still.
So young still.
So he doesn't get to do this. Not allowed.
This Week Tonight's double whammy.
Tonight we are talking about getting married, people getting engaged. Chance the Rapper, Nick.
I love Chance the Rapper, one of the chillest dudes on the internet, and also an amazing rapper out of Chicago.
He is so awesome. He's just got engaged to his partner, Nick, at a bloody barbecue.
Oh, it's so cute. Very Aussie of him.
So casual, though, and this is what happened.
Kirsten, Katrina Corley, will you make me a man and be my wife?
Hey.
Come here, Bobby.
Doesn't that melt your heart?
Love is so lovely to see.
All the conversations your favourite hitmakers are having right now and the best new hits on the planet. This Week Tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
And there's a lot of love in the air this week, but in both positive and negative ways, because there's been a couple of major breakups in your favourite artists this week. Gem, Liam Payne and Cheryl have broken up.
Baby, you
know I love it when the music stops. This is so sad.
I know, very sad.
They have a kid together called Bear. So it's Liam Payne, obviously former One Directioner. Married a woman, I believe, to be 8 or 9 years his senior.
Yes.
In Cheryl Cole. Arguably the better song of the two there.
The best one.
So they've been together for a few years now. They've got a kid together called Bear, and they've decided to call it quits. Liam and Cheryl both posted basically a copy-pasted statement on their individual Twitter and Instagrams. Liam's read, "Cheryl and I are sad to announce that we are going our separate ways. It's been a tough decision for us to make. We still have so much love for each other as a family. Bear is our world, and we ask that you respect his privacy as we navigate our way through this together." He then proceeded to post a picture of some Adidas sneakers that he's designed. So he's obviously handling the breakup differently to how Cheryl is.
Definitely.
The other really sad breakup this week was between Halsey and G-Eazy. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, that's so sad. So many people are splitting up.
So they've been together. They did the massive song together, Him and I, that we're about to play for you. But she tweeted about a week ago, "The good ones go if you wait too long," in quotation marks. And Everyone was like, "Oh, what's going on? Oh, what's happening?" And then she posted on her Instagram, "I normally keep this kind of thing private, but provided our public nature, I feel I need to inform my fans. G-Eazy and I are taking some time apart. I'm eager to continue the upcoming passage of time dedicated myself to my art and career and the duration of my tour. I wish him the best. Thanks for respecting our privacy." So many unnecessary words in there.
I know, very different from the other statement from Liam and Cheryl.
Yeah, they were just like, "Our kids, our world." And Halsey's like, "My career's my world." The weird thing about the Liam Payne and Cheryl Cole breakup, though, is I went on to one of Liam Payne's new music videos for his new song, Familiar. And in the comments section, people are blaming Rita Ora for the breakup.
Yeah, I saw that ages ago as well. Like, it's been going on for months like it was her.
I'm like, what is going on? So obviously they had the massive hit For You together from the 50 Shades soundtrack, but there is no way that Liam Payne and Rita collaborating on a song was the reason that his like relationship of years broke down.
I don't think so. We love Rita.
Come off
all the fans. Conversations your favorite hit makers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet this week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Gem, a new artist to show for us right now.
Yes, I came across a girl band, the Aces, a few years back. They're from Utah in the US. Have you heard of them before?
I have. I first heard that they were kind of like a better version of Haim.
Yeah, they are amazing. You need to check them out. So they've been working so hard over the past few years. They got signed to Red Bull Records about a year and a bit ago, maybe a bit longer. And they've been touring since, and they dropped their debut album a few months ago. And very exciting news, Nick. They are touring with 5 songs over in the US.
Oh my God, that's massive. Because you know when you find artists on the internet and they're kind of like your little secret for a little while.
Yeah.
And then they go on tour with one of the biggest bands on the planet right now. That's massive for them.
It is. And they write their own music as well. And they also play instruments. They're not just, you know, they don't just go up on stage and just sing the songs. They're actually part of it.
It's amazing. I love seeing groups of women come together and create amazing songs. And I've been really into this band for a while. I'm so glad we're playing them on the radio.
All the conversations your favourite hit makers are having right now, and the best new hits on the planet this week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.
Gem, did you hear the news this week that Ed Sheeran's being sued for $100 million?
Yes, unfortunately.
So the reason that he's being sued is because this song, "So Honey Now," beautiful Thinking Out Loud, the song that every couple in the world now gets married to, apparently sounds a little bit like this one. Marvin Gaye's "Let's Get It On," which is ironically a song that most married couples, you know, get it on to on their wedding night. So those two songs apparently sound so similar, and Ed Sheeran's made so much money off Thinking Out Loud that Marvin Gaye's estate is suing for $100 million.
That is so much. I don't think they sound that much alike.
I know, and I'm going to play them both at the same time right now, and it's going to sound terrible. So honey, now. Just a live mix from me. I can kind of see the similarities, yeah. But not $100 million worth of similarities.
Yeah, I really hope, that doesn't happen, because it's similar but not the exact same.
It's a bit unnecessary, I think. And there's so many more important fish to fry in the world, especially the important fish of the winner of Eurovision this year, Netta, who is also being sued, Gem. She's being sued by the White Stripes.
No way.
Yeah. So the reason is they reckon Toy, which is the song she won Eurovision with.
I'm not your toy. Not your toy.
You remember she was the Israeli contestant with some questionable Chinese backgrounds in her set. Apparently this song sounds very similar to this. The White Stripes' massive old school hit Seven Nation Army. Now, I have actually put them together properly instead of just doing it live on the radio. And I can kind of see where the White Stripes are coming from.
I'm not your toy, not your toy.
They kind of go together a little bit too well.
Yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah, definitely hear that one.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we've become judge, jury, and adjudicator. And now Netta has to go to music jail.
No, that's not good.
Sorry, Netta.
This week tonight's double whammy.
And sometimes an artist does something that's so exciting, so interesting, that we like to play two of their songs in a row with our double whammy. Gem, remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how Post Malone had set the world streaming record?
Yeah, that's right.
So the most amount of streams on his album in 24 hours that's ever been done. He got 70 million. That record just got smashed by Drake.
Oh my God.
170 million streams in 24 hours.
That is so much.
It's ridiculous. He's more than doubled it, but there's good reason. It's because it's 25 tracks long. So there's more tracks to choose from, more tracks to be streamed. And one of the songs features the first new vocals from Michael Jackson that we've heard since 2014.
Oh my God, that's cool that he got a hold of that audio to put it in a song.
It's amazing. Apparently it came from a 1983 recording session with a guy called Paul Anka, who's credited as a co-writer on this song, Don't Matter to Me. But Michael Jackson's nephew has come out and said that he's kind of not okay with this having happened.
Yeah.
And not okay with Drake grabbing those vocals. So it's a bit contentious, but a great song.
All the conversations your favourite hit makers are having right now. And the best new hits on the planet. This week tonight with Gem and Nick Kelly.